What's up, horror fans? Welcome back to another episode of Horror Flicks.
Oh, you haven't said that in a while.
I haven't said that in a fortnight, as they say.
What is a fortnight?
I think it's some Shakespearean.
Because people like to be clever, like, oh, a fortnight from that day.
I
don't know what it is.
I feel like Dan Blitzerian would say something like that.
Dan Blitzerian?
He's a cock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God, my cat has now made an appearance.
Get your pussy in order, dude.
I've got to control my pussies.
So this feels right.
It does.
It does feel
it
right.
It does feel right.
When's the last time we've done something like this?
It's been like a month or two.
It's been.
One wings.
Yeah, guys. It's been a while.
How's it going?
Have you been? Lucy, you've got some explaining to do.
Well, okay.
I want to
say that we did, I believe we said on the last episode of the show that the episodes are going to be a little bit more scarce. Because
probably.
We had big plans to announce, and then we announced. Is he biting your headphones?
He's biting my headphones.
Fucking cat.
Your pussy is biting my headphones.
My pussy
dude.
Is just out of control right now.
The movie Teeth.
Gosh. Anyway. Have you seen Teeth?
No, and I refused
to. Watched
my girlfriend
it.
Tries
I
to
watched
watch
some
it.
Of it, and I just couldn't watch it anymore just because I was so traumatized.
Yeah. I don't want to think about that.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to get this cat in order.
Get out of here.
Go.
Get out of here. Okay. Good.
Anyway, how's it going, guys? Anyway, sorry it took so long to get back. We've had plans. And stuff going on.
Yes, we've had a lot of fun things to be doing, and mm-hmm. The reason why we haven't really said anything is I think part of it is just like we didn't really know what to say.
Yeah,
I mean, we do know what to say, but at the same time, I think what it is I didn't want to make any false promises. I didn't mm-hmm. want to be like we're recording something this weekend,
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Promise,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like any kind of false promises or getting your guys' hopes up and then. Me and Cody are tired or like mm-hmm. we're working because we are very, very busy.
Yeah.
And, sometimes it's just we don't want to like do anything. And that's not to say we're not like passionate
it's like,
about
oh,
what
I don't
want to
do horror flicks. We don't do that. It's just
no,
saying,
of
like,
course
you know,
not.
We're
wiped out. We've got a lot of things on our plate. And with us recently, we started our own YouTube channel.
We did.
Yeah. And that's kind of been taking over our lives. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if we really explained it on the last episode, because I think the last
we
episode...
We had, like, we were like, oh, we have announcements to make or something like that,
yeah.
And then, like, the week after is when we announced that we're doing the channel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so, with that, the thing is, me and Cody, we are very passionate people about this show in particular, because
yep.
we love the genre, we love your guys' incredible feedback, because it is very genuine, organic, and, like, honestly, the amount of feedback that we get every single week from you guys, even when you guys are following up saying, where's the new episode? We're seeing comments left and right.
I can't believe how many of you guys asked us where the new episode was. I was
it's
so
crazy.
Happy. I was like, oh, I didn't realize this many people
the
cared.
Fact that we are making just a little bit of an impact on
yeah.
people is incredible, and,
yeah.
and that just, it's we're very honored to be part of something like this, and we want to keep doing this. It's just... With this channel, we found a very huge and deep passion for.
It's not just the channel, too. We both have jobs that we work.
Yes,
that's
true.
We both have two jobs, essentially.
Essentially,
we
have two jobs.
And
we
have our own, full-time jobs that we have to do all the time.
And then we don't consider, like, horror flicks or even our YouTube channel jobs.
No.
But these are projects
that
we're...
It takes time, if you want to say it that way.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes tough to find an hour to do horror flicks.
Yes.
You know?
If the thing is that I think I've kind of learned is that multitasking is like the key, because
mm-hmm.
we do so many things and I think we love doing so many things. It's just we're constantly going and
mm-hmm.
trying to keep going. It's just unfortunate that horror flicks kind of got scrubbed under the rug just a little bit, but we don't want that happening. And what we're going to be doing is we will be doing episodes. Like we said in the previous episode, it's very few here and there,
mm-hmm.
but we are going to be doing them.
It's like a little treat, You're sitting there like, oh, horror flicks is back. Cool.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot more things planned, because I think the part of the thing we wanted to do is have more guests,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what we're going to aim for. And obviously, it's harder because me and Cody, we live on like two other sides of the planet
mm-hmm.
from everyone else that we're involved with, whether it's Schmoes or like JT and Ken and them on Screen Junkies and stuff. Everyone's just sort of scattered, and Cody and I live the farthest. That's part of the reason why we did our YouTube channel, because
yeah.
me and him are definitely a lot closer.
Exactly.
And not to mention, we love doing short films and sketch comedy and stuff, and that's sort of the reason why I think Horror Flicks has been going down more and our YouTube channel has been going up more.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just part of it. We have levels of passion that go up and down for other things, and we've just found a love for doing stuff on video, because we love video. I mean, we love audio podcasting, obviously.
Yeah.
We did it on video for a while, too.
We did. That was
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, I think for you and me as like somewhat inspiring filmmakers, that we want to do more things.
We
want
to actually try to start making stuff.
Yes.
Rather than say, like, oh, you know, talking shit on people on Twitter.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Like, we want to put our money where our mouth is.
Exactly. Know? We want to start making things. And we're not going to be making, like, you know, full-on Oscar-worthy things.
No, but we're going to force ourselves to be creatives. That's exactly what our YouTube channel. Amateur Hour Films, by the way. We haven't named it yet.
We haven't
Find
named
it on
it.
YouTube if you haven't.
Yes.
That's what that channel is going to be all about.
Yeah. Please do us a favor. Find us on that YouTube channel, youtube.com/amateurhourfilms with two S's at the end because those bastards.
And we really have two S's at the end?
It's two S's at the end.
Oh, God. That's
but
funny.
It's still Amateur Hour Films. If you type it in on YouTube, you'll be able to find us.
Yeah.
We have about 10 videos up right now, mm-hmm. and so far we've been doing a lot of sketch comedy. We have a fun little series on there called Phone Tag, which is just our stupid, bizarre, weird sense of humor just coming to life.
It's I'm so glad that there's at least two people who at least understand that sense
of
humor.
It's catching up.
I'm like, okay.
People want to see us do different things, and so if you guys don't know what we're talking about, please do us a favor. Go to that channel. Check it out. You'll see what it's all about. And, you know, not only are we doing sketch comedy and all these fun jokes videos, we are going to start doing serious short films.
Yeah.
And even a web series that mm-hmm. we've been shooting. And we haven't even announced any of that. That's exclusive for you
Look
guys.
Look at that, guys. Horrorflix exclusive right
Damn
there.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on your exclusive notes and clickbaity pictures with boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boobs gone sexual. Reaction.
Craziest video ever.
Yes. But... that's essentially what it's all about, guys.
About.
And obviously, because we're such horror junkies and horror fans, that's going to be bleeding onto our YouTube channel because we have another series that we've been working on that we're going to start pushing eventually. And it comes straight from Horrorflix.
Yep.
Y'all remember a little segment called Bedtime Stories?
I do. I think I remember that. Yeah,
you
I think I do.
That.
It was my favorite segment.
Yes.
It is my favorite segment on Horrorflix.
Yeah. It's where you guys would send in crazy, bizarre stories of haunted ghosts, demons, or whatever it may be, crazy cults. And we would read them out loud, and it'd be a lot. It'd be really, really terrifying. And because you guys sent in some crazy stuff, but what we want to do with that is take it and kind of make it our own, and sort of make it like a Twilight Zone / Black Mirror episodic thing.
A nice new little tale, you know. Every time,
yes, every single time of just pure ambiguity of like crazy, bizarre things happening, like Cody's cats fighting on the floor.
My cats are freaking the fuck out right
You're
now.
You're a parent, man. You are a parent
kids,
right now.
Kids, come on.
I told you Cody has kids. But
don't ever buy your girlfriend cats, guys. They're just going to fucking
don't ever buy your girlfriend either.
Yeah, don't do
you don't want to do that either. but yeah, so Bedtime Stories, that's going to be coming soon. And, the thing is with that, the thing that's going to be exciting about that is we want guest stars.
Mm-hmm.
So like each episode would be someone that does their own podcast or is sort of in this industry that we work with. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting seeing a bunch of different people in the roles because we love being in front of camera, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we also love taking control behind the camera and just sort of directing and writing and doing everything. And I think me and Cody have come up with a cool little teamwork where, like, especially for
cool
these
little teamwork
because these web series, I came up with the story and I wrote the script and then he came in and just totally
I said this
fixed
fucking
it.
I'm like, this fucking sucks.
I do not know how to write. I've written like one I've tried to written like one screenplay in
well
my life.
You didn't waste 4 years of your life at film school learning
you didn't waste
things.
It because obviously
okay,
it's going somewhere
it helps
now.
Me repair
it's
your stuff
somewhere.
But it's a lot of fun
yes
I gotta say.
And so it's a good collaboration between the two of us and we just want to like see the thing is I and I've told you this and you're gonna roll your eyes at me but I've been doing like some weird soul searching on YouTube and just my idea and perspective behind YouTube now is so freaking different because I've just seeing how creative people can get and how lazy people can get and just take the easy way out and get views just super simple and easy and then, you know, all these things of just taking other people's content and just pranks. Fuck pranks.
Fuck pranks,
God damn
guys.
It, I hate pranks more than anything. If you have a video and it's titled Social Experiment Gone Wrong, Gone Sexual, I don't like you. I hate them. That's not that I
prank
don't
gone
like
horribly wrong.
God,
like, no.
I cannot stand it because there's so much wasted potential on YouTube. And not only that, it's just people taking advantage of this to not even really be that creative just to get famous, just to get famous.
Ugh.
Like, you don't see me and Cody putting thumbnails of big boobs on our like, anybody can fucking do that, you know? We're trying to do something creative and something that we're passionate about.
Yeah.
Because we obviously love talking about movies.
Fucking cats, guys. I'm gonna lose my mind.
I wish we were on video now so you can see these fucking two rascals. This is what you do all day. See, that's another thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing added onto his plate. He's got cats.
I got cats I got to watch out for. I did not expect this.
Oh, you put up the Star Wars poster.
I did hang up a Star Wars poster in my kitchen.
Unfortunately, it's right next to the Drive poster.
Hey, fuck you, Drive.
That's basically we're rambling, but you know, this is so much fun.
This is what you guys like, apparently.
Yeah, so this is apparently what you guys like, is fucking cats scratching our faces off. But we will say this, is that we're not going to be promising that Horrorflix is going to be back every single week.
Oh, no.
But there will be episodes. We are going to have episodes. In fact, we are going to be talking about, there's going to be a following episode where we talk about The Witch and 10 Cloverfield Lane as sort of catch up, because we haven't talked about those ones and we were going to. But just wanted to say thank you to all of you guys, and we apologize for not uploading anything in a minute. Yeah. But it's going to be more frequent. We can tell you that. And, you know, find all of our stuff on our YouTube channel, because, you know, that's sort of the bread and butter for us right now. And obviously the Schmoes Know Show came back.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since that. It came back. We're in full force. We've got an amazing new studio that's incredible. Cody's engineering it.
Yeah, I work there two days a week now. I'm doing the Schmodown shows too.
There you go. So that's and we got the Schmodown, so I'm sure we're going to be battling up against a couple people as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of fun and exciting things that are going on, and just a little bit of patience. But don't worry, that patience will pay off with new episodes once in a while. Maybe if, you know, if Cody saw something he wants to talk about it, he can throw up an episode.
I'll
just
start recording
shit. If we just do episodes by ourselves, whatever it is, as long as we're doing something about it, it's going to be coming to you guys. And then obviously those little bits of horror that we love are going to be floating onto our YouTube channel as well. We'll have some horror skits. Don't ever call them skits. We don't like that.
Ken Knapsack will fucking hate you if you call them skits,
ever since
guys.
That.
It's great.
We'll never call them that ever again. Yeah. Again. So... that's essentially it, guys. We appreciate all your guys' patience. And, you know, if you're brand new to this and you're hearing this for the first time,
this is your first Horrorflix episode. Welcome.
We talk about horror films generally. And if you're brand new, generally. If not, we're just, I don't know, farting around.
Yeah.
So subscribe to us here on this iTunes feed. Mm-hmm. And subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Copster15.
I am at The Real Cody Hall.
And be looking out for some new episodes here and there. And thank you guys once again for your patience.
Bye bye.
Penis.
Balls.
Wiener.
I already said
that. Damn it. No, we already said dick.
Damn it.
Fuck.